Welcome, small group leaders.
Hello.
This is Brandy, and I'm a small group leader as well as one of your coaches. And I have a very special guest with me here today. It is my youngest, my daughter, Aubrey.
Hello.
Who is also a leader for one of the young adult groups.
Yeah.
How's that going?
That's going terrific. We had a combined event this last week, and we made cards for each other, and we wrote encouragements and verses on there, and then we made bouquets.
Yeah, because you guys meet on Wednesdays. So last Wednesday was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was on Valentine's Day. We got a lot of singles in the group, so we decided to make it fun and pink, and it was really awesome.
That sounds cool. So if anybody listening has somebody who's a young adult, what is a young adult?
Yeah, so we've got two age groups. I lead the youngers is what we call ourselves, which is 18 to 21. I'm co-leading that with Aiden Wilson. And the older young adults, is 22 to around 26. And that's led by Hannah and Blake Archiquette.
Cool. So yeah, if you guys know of any young adults that are not connected yet, you can get them in touch with Aubrey or myself or anybody on the small group team. So right now we're going to go over announcements.
So if you guys take a look at the loop, we have, wowza, quite a few things. Women, yeah. We have a few events, women's Bible studies happening, women's bunco night. I am so stoked for that. I will be registering that. So if you guys want to lose, then I don't even know how to do it. Can you win at that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to win, but try. You can also win for being a loser. So it's cool.
All right. Well, cool. So there's that. And then we've got meet and greet coming up. So if you guys have some new people in your small groups or maybe just new faces you've seen, make sure you encourage them to go to that. And lastly, we have a day of prayer coming up on Friday, March 8th from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah. So Aubrey and I went to this last year and it's pretty amazing. There's all these different stations. You can write prayers on the walls. You can leave prayer cards on chairs. I think we walked through and left prayers on office doors.
Yeah.
There was even a cool worship area where you could pick up a guitar and play. If you can do that, I can't play the guitar, but I sang while Aubrey did. And it's, you know, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. So whatever your schedule looks like for that day, just pop in. It was a beautiful thing.
It's super cool too, because this year as a youth group, we've been collecting prayer requests from our students, and they kind of have the safety of anonymity when they submit these prayer requests. We tell them, you don't have to write your name. Just tell us what's going on. And, like, we're going to have people pray for you. So you guys will be able to take these cards home. You'd be amazed what these students have going on at home. And we have the opportunity to pray for them. So it's super cool.
Yeah. So hope to see everybody show up for that. And then I wanted to highlight, we had some really exciting news this weekend that the Crosspoint app is live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So have your people, if they haven't already done it, like maybe you can just go over this really quickly as you're doing announcements. Ask if anybody needs help with it. It's Crosspoint Church Temecula. Just get your people on that app. There's a lot of really cool stuff on there. So don't forget to do that. So we're going to get into the Intersect right now. Wow. Justin did such a good job. I'm going to have to start using the app for my notes because I didn't have enough room on my sheet. There was so much good stuff. So question number one, that's always a great conversation starter for the night. It's going to kind of take the temperature in the room and see where everybody's at. And who knows where they're going to be at with this, because there was a lot. So we're asking if there was something that impacted you in a positive or negative way. So always be prepared if somebody didn't necessarily like something that was said. It's going to give you an idea of which way the conversation is going to go. And then Aubrey, I think you're doing number two.
How would you explain the terms justification and imputation of God's righteousness in your own words? When we talked about this week and we heard Justin talk about it, he gave us quite a few really, really good meaty definitions and put it in some good terms for us to be able to understand. There's some harder words in these things talking about, you know, justification and the redemption and
imputation
and all that. So you don't have to be a genius to understand these words, but sometimes we have to take it upon ourselves to kind of research to understand what those words mean. So justification, he gives us some good terms. Basically, it's our sins are removed and in place God's righteousness is given. So when we've been justified, we are no longer marked by our sin, but instead marked by God's righteousness in the blood. And that is how he sees you. We are now seen as blameless, which is really a beautiful thing. And the point of this question is so that we can show that we understand what we've heard.
Yeah. And then he also talked about the word imputation. And talking about God imputes his righteousness to you or on you. And that word is actually an accounting term that means to apply to one's account. So this means in reference to us and Jesus, our record was wiped clean and replaced with the perfection of Jesus.
Thank God. Literally.
Yeah. And sometimes these things are hard to accept. Justin talked about that our sin keeps coming back, almost like haunting us. Mm. But God doesn't see us that way. It's us putting that on ourselves. So these are great terms to understand really what Jesus did for us. All right. Question number three, how does it change the way you think about your walk with God when you fully understand that his righteousness is given to you? This is a great question. And you may have some people in your group that might not fully understand this.
Yeah.
A lot of people struggle with that. So kind of take the temperature of the room. And if you need to kind of go back through question number two and talk about justification and imputation, those definitions should help to clarify that. But it's also going to be something that people are going to have to pray about, that they will remember, that they will forgive themselves their sins that they've done and remember how God sees them and not how we see ourselves. So in reference to this question, the fullness of the gospel is to understand that the righteousness of God is on us. It should change how we walk, how we stand, and how we talk. So encourage your group to really sit in this. When they have taken some time with it, ask them what's going to change.
That's good.
So especially if they're not understanding that this righteousness is given to us or actually is on us, ask them how that's going to change. Like, what are they going to do moving forward trying to work on this? Aubrey, you want to do number four?
Yeah, so it says, what do the following Bible passages tell us about receiving God's righteousness? So we've got a few. We've got 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. We've got Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. And Psalm chapter 32, verses 1 through 2. These, they say what they say, and they mean what they say.
So they're pretty clear.
Yeah, they are very clear. Specifically Romans, the verses 17 through 21, for what it's asking, it's so clear.
Yeah. So I don't think that there's going to be any questions about receiving God's righteousness after reading these verses, no. Which is really great. So question five, most of the time we tell you guys to split. I am definitely going to encourage that this time. The question is, knowing that God has extended you an extreme amount of grace, how can you help others also fully understand and live in God's grace? Also, how can you extend grace to others because of the grace you have been given?
That's hard.
So Justin kind of talked about that in his sermon, referencing the fact that we know that we're covered by grace, but we don't necessarily think that God's grace covers others who have hurt us, who have tortured us. I mean, there's been some really horrible things done to people. And as leaders, we need to be aware of this because this might be a triggering question for some people that Justin talked about domestic violence. And so this could be a trigger for anyone who suffered with that or just anything where somebody was horrible. And the thought of God's grace covering them is extremely difficult to understand. So we need to extend this grace to even those who have hurt us. And so that's the point of this. And I think that's why this is going to be a good split time question, because it's going to be very personal for some people. Hopefully this helps you guys get through the intersect questions this week. I do have a really short training for you guys. We've been talking the last few weeks about having difficult conversations, and we've talked about what it is to have a difficult conversation, why we should have them, how to ask, when to ask, to set the time. And this week we're going to talk about prayer. It's really important that we pray before we meet, asking for peace and wisdom. We want peace during the time that we're meeting and also wisdom for the words to say. And then also when you are going to meet, we're asking that you ask one or two people to pray over your conversation. Now, when we say ask people, these are people that you trust. These could be other leaders, but this is not in any way for you to gossip about the conversation that you're going to have. So you just need to be very aware that if you're going to give specific things about what you're going to pray for, try to keep it within the leadership or somebody that's very trusted, and just remember to let them know that this conversation is not to go anywhere else, because we don't want it to turn into Christian gossip. So we hope this was helpful for you guys. Aubrey, thank you so much for joining me tonight. We hope you guys have a really amazing week and small group. And we love you guys. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Ciao.
Bye.